The heat inside the bus was as stifling as the tension which lingered in the surrounding atmosphere. As the bus roared angrily down Highway 101, the trance-inducing drone of the big diesel engines lulled me into reflections of my life. Memories that had soared past me like the scenery flying by outside the barred, tinted windows of anonymous gray goose, and as swiftly as the life I had led thus far. The restless, dismal chimes of shackles and chains broke me away from the melancholy spell I had fallen under. And there followed the sudden realization that the world of oceans, mountains, and landscapes would all soon be but a memory of another lifetime. Looking around me, I found not to be alone in this realization, for the other prisoners there seemed to be entertaining similar thoughts. No one dared speak of them. What awaited us at the Pelican Bay Shoe with its eerily silent corridors was a purgatory of sorts, a vacuum of uncertainty, sealed off from everything and everyone. A place where one is virtually entombed in a concrete vault with scarred and pitted walls depicting the idleness, boredom, and in some cases, the lunacy of a previous occupant. It's a world of its own where, for most, refuge can only be found through a dreamless state of slumber. There's a look in the shoe prisoner's eyes that is haunting. A foreboding look from eyes that have themselves stared into the eyes of madness and human cruelty. Eyes that have looked far into the abyss of emptiness. Eyes belonging to a species of a lesser god. Hector Gallegos, Pelican Bay State Prison.